All right, 22 past the hour. It's Marin and Procedure. I guess we're talking about right-wing radio, why people find that entertaining. Talking about irony, which I cannot still, you know why? Because I can't define it. I'm not an ironic person.
Yeah, it's not part of Team Mark.
Team Mark is not about irony. No, I was trying to. I was literally on the phone with this reporter from the Fresno Bee, trying to explain to her. I kept saying, I don't know if I'm the right guy for this. And she goes, but your irony is you're a comedian. You use irony. And I'm like going through my jokes. I'm doing them out loud to her. And I'm like, I don't know. Is that ironic? Is it? You tell me. I don't think it is. I let people laugh directly at my pain. This is my tactic. I do not. I don't condescend really. When I do condescend, I feel bad about it. I have condescended in some of my jokes before, and I feel strident and wrong. I'd rather they just laugh directly at my pain. I've said things on stage that really, for most practical purposes, should not be funny, but people are so shocked that I'm being as candid as I am that they laugh directly at my pain. And I think that's cutting out the middleman, the BS. You know, that's, you know, let's just get right to it. Let's get right to the thing. Let's take some calls. Wow, I don't even know where to start here. Why don't we start with, John in Cincinnati. What do you got, John?
Hi, fellas. I think the reason why right-wing radio it does well is because the American people want simple solutions to everything.
Right, right.
And essentially, they say, give tax cuts to wealthy people that solve our economic problems.
They don't say that.
Don't use diplomacy. That's too hard. It takes too much time.
Right.
We'll just put a gun to your head, do things our way.
That's right.
And take the Iraq War, for example. I'm a retired senior gunnery sergeant in the United States Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
The two most dangerous weapons of mass destruction in the history of human warfare of the heavy machine gun and artillery.
Uh-huh.
If they want to send in 600,000 men and secure the weaponry, like after we occupied Japan, we more or less disarmed them.
Yeah.
The heavy machine gun and artillery in the last 100 years has killed 225 million human beings.
Okay.
Did we secure the weaponry when we went in there?
No, we did not. That's right. That's right. Thanks for your call, John. Hey, that started out to be a conversation about right-wing radio, and then all of a sudden I'm in the artillery, but he's absolutely right. Like, just that in and of itself, that when you start talking about facts like that, simple, dumb people just glaze over and they're like, I don't understand what point of view he's taking. Wait, is he saying that we're, I don't understand it. We're winning, right? All right, let's talk to, here we go. How about Tim in Ohio? Painesville?
Painesville, yeah.
Painesville, Ohio.
Yeah.
What's up,
hey,
Tim?
Mark. Oh, yeah, it's so good to hear you on the radio again.
Thank you.
All last week I was looking forward to this. As far as entertainment, you know, I don't know. Your show, The Morning Sedition, was the only way to make a construction laborer like me go out and spend $300 on XM equipment.
So right on.
I think right-wing radio, this appeal, you know, I mean, it makes the people who listen to that feel like they're smart, but they're not. There's nothing there. You know, nothing easier than defending power and wealth, especially if you're getting paid a lot of money. And, yeah, if you're just taking a hard-ass line on everything, everything does become simple. You know, you don't have to feel about any other people or what they think. So
They get off on the anger. There's a contact high to the anger.
Sure.
That makes them feel like they're in control. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, and you're better than that schmuck. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. All right. That is true. I never listen to right-wing radio, and I guess it's a fault of mine. I know that I'm supposed to be a left-wing radio guy, and I'm supposed to be a reaction to that. But I just don't listen to it. I don't even watch Fox. I won't do it until after the elections. I became a regular Rush Limbaugh listener after the elections. For about 3 or 4 days, I was listening to all of them because they were just flailing. They had and to see Rush Limbaugh, first of all, watching Fox News 2 days after the election was hilarious because their only default was to try to act like reporters. Like, they did just to gut the ideology out of it and try to act like they're presenting the news. And then Rush, all he could do was blame his own. They just started eating themselves immediately. They started feeding on each other. Oh, they sold out the conservative cause. And it was beautiful. I listen a little more now, I'll watch Glenn Beck for about 5 minutes, and so much contempt will gurgle up out of my being because of his. He's not funny. He's not funny. You can't. You know, he thinks he's cute. He thinks he's funny. First of all, a lot of the type of right-wing radio comedy doesn't fly on television. And second of all, you can't just the things he says, the racist policies that he validates with his cuteness, his smugness, heinous. Oh, there's so many more calls. We can do more calls. Is Lawton going to come in, or is he on the phone? Lawton Smalls, Planet Bush Bureau Chief, coming up next, and more of your calls. Wow, this is exciting. Look, everybody's calling me. 866-303-2270. Back in a second.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.